At the Corn Utilization Technology Conference, I'm visiting with Nathan Danielson. And Nathan, first of all, before we go further, tell me who you work for and what you do.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I work for BioCognito. BioCognito is a small consulting firm that focuses mostly on companies that are emerging, bringing emerging technologies into the biomaterial space. Lots of California companies, because that's where I'm located, lots of real interest out there in new materials and new uses for corn. So it's nice to be here and seeing some of the excitement and some of the really great ideas around this. What's also interesting is there's just a lot of private investors that are excited about this area. So it's a good time to be in there. Even with oil low, I think people have this foresight to realize that it's not going to be low forever.
Now, I'm hearing a lot of optimism here, just listening and talking with some of the attendees. Now, I know you're very involved with the conference here, in fact, chair of two different committees. Let's first of all talk about the session that you're involved with that will be taking place tomorrow, as I understand it.
Yeah, thanks. So this is a session on biorefineries. It's the second biorefinery session. The first one's being chaired by Charles Abbas from ADM. My session is going to have three different speakers on it, and I think that they're going to be really good speakers in, you know, kind of progressing people through how research makes its way from a laboratory, you know, maybe a university, through startup, through finally finding its way into the marketplace. And so I've got Dennis Miller, who's a professor at the University, Michigan State University. Fantastic person, has done much for the industry. Really, really been a strong proponent of biofuels and biomaterials. Then I've got Joel Stone. Joel Stone's been in the industry for a long time. He was most recently at Green Biologics, so he's seen new technologies reach the marketplace. And the third person is Mike Salzberg from DuPont, and he's going to talk about a new material that DuPont's developing with ADM, a new plastic from corn.
Yeah, we've heard a number of times here about the need to continue to grow demand for corn and things like new uses, new products. Definitely fits the bill for that. For the attendees who will come to that session, what do you want them to go home thinking or remembering?
Yeah, so, you know, one of the things I challenge the speakers to think about is how do you grind the next billion, how do you find a home for the next billion bushels of corn? And so I'm hoping that as people walk away from this session, they have a good feeling that people are really thinking about this and people are working hard to find homes for that next billion bushels.
Now, in addition to that session, you also are chair of the poster committee here, and I understand you've got, I think, over 40 posters on display. I know that's not all students, but a good portion are. Tell me a little bit about this year's.
Yeah, so I really focus on the student poster side of the session, and this is now my fourth or fifth time of being the session chair, and I always walk away saying, my gosh, I can't believe the posters are getting better. The men and women who are presenting, just really enthusiastic, really smart, and I think what I love about the session is it shows how bright the future for the industry is. You know, when you've got people with this talent and this dedication getting into the industry, it makes me really happy to be a part of it. So I would recommend anyone who's here, anyone that gets a chance, you know, go and talk to those students, even if you don't quite understand what they're saying, because they're really smart kids, there's really smart people. Make sure you get a chance to talk with them, because you'll walk away very enthusiastic.
So besides the students that we have presenting posters, we do have industry researchers and others here as well, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah, lots of industry, lots of people that are further along in their career. So we've got a student poster area, and then as you walk through, you'll see other posters. And, you know, this is, I think, equally exciting. We have a contest for the students, and so that's what, you know, we're focused on right now. But the other posters are, you know, really high-quality posters and allow you to see that, you know, this money that's being spent at the universities is, you know, whether it's, you know, USDA supporting this or in many cases, you know, the different state growers associations, it's really being useful. It's being leveraged. You're getting great results for your money.
Well, I think there's a real hope that some of this research will turn into commercially viable products or services or processes.
Absolutely. So, you know, you look at some of the things and it's everything from how do we address something today in the marketplace? You know, how can we use, what do we know about DDGs? How much DDGs could we use in cattle feed to things that are like, you know, new films that could be made completely from starch that, you know, have interesting barrier properties. So, you know, short term, mid term, and long term research that hopefully, you're right, we'll find its way into the market.
Well, thank you very much, Nathan, and it's great to see you. We've had an opportunity to do this a number of times over the years, and I hope we continue to. We are visiting here at the 2016 CUTC taking place in St. Louis, Missouri. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.